Hey, what's up? This is Ana Luisa with a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So let's say you have some friends coming to visit from out of town and you're so excited about seeing them again that you feel like surprising them with a really nice dinner at a great restaurant. You're so happy that your friends are coming to your neck of the woods that you're going to treat them to dinner at this very fancy restaurant. What does that mean? When you say you're going to treat your friends, you're going to treat them to dinner at a fancy restaurant. That means you're going to pay the bill for the entire dinner. You're going to pick up the tab. You're going to treat your friends to dinner. And you can let your friends know that you're treating. You can tell them as you're being seated, "Hey, you guys, I'm treating," or "Tonight's dinner is my treat." Or you can be more low-key about it and just kind of ask the waiter to discreetly hand you the check at the end of dinner. And if any of your friends protest, which often happens when someone's treating, you can say, "Hey, it's my treat. Tonight, I'm treating my friends to dinner. It's my pleasure." So think about it. Who's treated you to an ice cream recently or to dinner? Has anyone treated you to anything recently? My father treated me to lunch the other day. It was my birthday and he treated me to lunch. And when I visit my family in Rio, my aunt often treats me to lunch when we go out. Now think about a different situation. Let's say you're hanging out with a close friend and you guys decide to go out for a bite. You know, you feel hungry all of a sudden and you tell your buddy, "Hey, let's go grab a bite at Taco Bell." So you go to Taco Bell with your friend. You both have tacos, but no one's treating. You're not treating your friend. Your friend is not treating you to tacos. No. You guys order two taco meals, two sodas, and you go Dutch. That means you split the bill. You and your friend go Dutch. You pay half, your friend pays half. So here's the expression again, go Dutch. Dutch is a word that means from the Netherlands, from Holland. Dutch is a nationality, right? But this expression, go Dutch, doesn't have anything to do with Dutch people, and it doesn't mean that Dutch people never treat their friends to anything, as far as I know. There's a reason for the expression, but I'm not gonna get into that right now. So when telling someone about how you and your friend or how your group of friends split the bill for something, you can say, "We went Dutch." Okay, that's all. We went Dutch. That means we split the bill, we share the cost, we went Dutch. So let's say you're planning a trip with two friends, okay, and you're going Dutch on everything. The three of you are staying in the same hotel room, you're paying for plane tickets, you're gonna have to hire a cab to pick you guys up at the airport, and you guys are going Dutch. No one's picking up the tab alone. The three of you are splitting the costs. You're going Dutch on everything. So here's another cool way of saying that. Each one of you is paying their own way. So let's say you're going on this trip to Fortaleza with your friends Paulo and Marcia. You're paying your own way. Paulo is paying his own way. And Marcia is also paying her own way. Now, let's say you guys are in Fortaleza enjoying your little vacation and some popular singer is gonna sing at your hotel tonight. Okay, entrance is not free, but your friend Paulo is feeling super generous today and he says, "This show will be my treat. I'm treating you guys to tonight's show." Then the next day, the three of you wanna take some scuba diving lessons and each lesson costs 120 reais. No one's feeling particularly generous, so Marcia says, "Should we just split this? Should we split the cost of the lesson?" And you and Paulo say, "Sure, we'll just split it. We'll just go Dutch on this." Then next day, you guys want to go on a boat ride, and the cost is 50 reais per person. So again, no one offers to treat, so each one just pays their own way. Again, each one pays their own way. I'm using their to be neutral. So you pay your own way for the boat ride. Paulo pays his own way and Marcia pays her own way. Okay, that's it for today. So let us know about the last time you treated a friend to lunch or to dinner. And tell us about what happens when you go out with friends. Talk to you next time.